as you are gently settling, finding that center point of gravity, you might want to shift a little from left to right, forward, backwards, just a touch to find that center point of gravity and relax into your posture. Acknowledging yourself as you are in this moment, simply by noticing how you are holding your body. How you are holding your body as we start off for this practice. Noticing what comes alive as you notice this. This is a moment for you, and it's a moment from you as well. And the very act of you showing up right here and now shows that you care about you. Your actions are what speak for you in this moment, gently holding your body. I choose to step out of the busy world of doing and into myself, into being. This is my time. This is my time. And making a little commitment to yourself that whatever the thoughts, whatever the content, they are there to pull us away from the practice. And we need to have those thoughts in order for us to notice and gently return our awareness. Visualize yourself in a place where you are content, settled, at ease. And visualize wherever this place is that there's a magic jug in front of you, a huge magic jug floating in the air in front of you. And you can make this any color or colors you wish. And on the side of this jug has the word relaxation. Inside this jug is relaxation. And you can visualize what the consistency is like. It could be like fairy dust, or it could be like a warm, slow-moving liquid. It's up to you. This jug has your best interests at heart. Imagine this jug intuitively pouring relaxation all over your body in this moment. Whether you do it systematically from head to toe, or intuitively, like I said, allowing this jug to go to certain parts of your body, and as this relaxation touches your body melts, soothes, softens. You are safe in this moment. You can give yourself permission to be here now. And relaxation is the first perfect step. Relax, settle, as this relaxation touches these parts of your body. And now on the countdown of 5 to 1, as you hear the numbers, check in with yourself and allow your body to relax, coming deeper and deeper into this moment. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. We're just going to move on now to a visualization. Again, this is just an experiment. See how you go. Be curious. Visualize in your mind a real or an imagined experience that is a safe place, a particular place that is particularly safe. It nurtures you. This could have been a real experience, a memory, or you can imagine it. In this moment, in this space, you are always at peace. Maybe it's out in nature somewhere. Maybe it's enclosed somewhere nice and comfortable. Visualize using the 5 senses. What can you see, hear, touch? And as you do this, what are the finer details as you visualize yourself looking from left to right in this safe space? Noticing in this moment how you are feeling. Any energies in motion in this very moment. Here I am. In this safe space. Here I am. Noticing. And this is optional with regards to where you're at right now with this safe space. Do you choose to have another energy with you? Another energy to be here with you? This could be a living being, an animal, an energy that has your best interests at heart. Maybe it's somebody that is no longer with you at the moment on the physical plane. Or do you prefer to be here in the comfort of your own energy? Whatever feels right, you get to choose. This is your safe space. Is there any message for you in this safe space? If there is, it can only be a message of kindness and love. Tapping into the wisdom of consciousness, tapping into something bigger than yourself, if you choose. Before we move on from this safe space, know that you can return at your own will when you wish. Having used our minds for that visualization, allow your awareness to drop into your body, drop into your body, drop, drop, drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Relax. Nice and settled. Here you are in this moment, the awareness of all of your experiences in body, mind, and world. Noticing in this moment everything as your awareness absorbs all of the experiences like a sponge to water. I am safe right here and now. I am aware. Noticing how you make contact with where you're resting, how you're holding your body. Allowing your awareness to be fully aware of your body being alive, the energy in your body, however you perceive that. Warmth, tingling sensations, just how you are holding your body in this moment. The more in your body you are, the less in your head you are. The more in your body you are, the more able we are to drop further into a space of stillness and observation. Noticing the different sensations in how you are holding your body with regards to how your clothing is touching your skin. This whole landscape of different experiences. So many. And the more you tune into these, the more embodied you become. Remembering that everything in this practice is just an experiment, just an experiment. There's also this movement from the outside of your body, the movement of your diaphragm, in-breath, out-breath. Connecting to this specific part of your body in this moment. Seeing what this is like, allowing this to be your new anchor, if you choose it. The movement of your breath. And if you have a busy mind, or if you just simply prefer, you can use the words here and now, here on the in-breath, and now on the out-breath. Allowing yourself to get into this rhythm. And if you prefer to notice your breath from the inside, just following that movement of your breathing, your in-breath all the way down, your out-breath all the way back up. Very gently. See how gentle you can be. Noticing just how gently your breathing is being in this moment. And now, every time there's the in-breath, you can change the word from here to down. So as the in-breath goes down, your awareness goes down. And then the in-breath happens again, down, all the way down. And now, on the count of 5 to 1, allow your awareness to go right the way down, past the bottom of your breath, into that place deep within where there is stillness or space, wherever you notice that. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, down, all the way down, down below any energies in motion, below any energies in motion, where there is just stillness and space. If you find your mind trying to understand or get you to a particular experience, let go. You can find stillness and space by being with your breath. there's the movement of my breathing, and there is space and stillness around it. There's the experience of how I'm holding my body in this moment, and there is stillness and space around me. There's the experience of how I am holding my body in this moment, and there's stillness and space within me. There is my breath in the center of my awareness. Here are the parts of my body that are absolutely still, that are absolutely still. I am witnessing. Being as gentle as you can, see how gentle you can be. I am noticing. No need for effort, striving, your body fully at ease. I am healing. I am aligned with my essence. I am. More and more stillness and space wherever you experience that. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Stillness around you. Space around you. Stillness around your point of connection, your anchor that you're focusing upon right now. And space around this. Stillness within you. Space within you. Stillness is where we find our spirituality. Beyond the level of thought. expanded awareness. Here you are, noticing whatever you notice at the center of your universe, getting a sense of where you are right now, where you are resting right now, and expanding your consciousness outwards, visualizing, imagining, here you are, the space in the room that you're in, or the space around you. And then expanding further and further, here you are. Seeing yourself like a bird's eye view of the you practicing in this moment, the art of being, doing nothing but noticing, expanding your awareness out further and further and visualizing the you in the village or town or countryside that you're in. Allowing your awareness to go further and further. That visual, that bird's eye view as you go up and up and up. Here you are. Connected to everything. As we draw towards the end part of this meditation, drawing towards the end part, getting a sense of what this meditation has given you, a sense of what this meditation has given you goes beyond the level of thought. We use thinking to make sense of things and explain things. Just get a sense of the energy, the feeling tone in this moment, the wisdom. And thank yourself for tapping into the greater intelligence of who you really are. Beyond the level of thought. Where beauty, compassion, creativity, joy reside. What about the Mona Lisa? Visualizing the Mona Lisa, that knowing smile. Let's copy that. Just a half smile, nothing forced. And if you like, you can put a hand on your heart, and this represents not only the gratitude that you're giving to yourself, but the kindness that you have given yourself in this practice and are giving to yourself right now as you feel the warmth from your hand and the energy coming into your body. And feeling free to place your hand somewhere else where your body may be asking for healing. Seeing or hearing the words thank you appearing in your mind. And reaching for those words, regardless of the other thoughts that your mind may give you. This is the practice staying focused with what serves us, with what nurtures us, and not giving energy to the things that don't serve us, thoughts included. As we draw to the end of this meditation, for those of you that wish to stay with your particular anchor, your point of connection, feel free to. For those that are ready to come back into this group and have a little bit of a debrief, recognizing that meditation is always a practice, it can never be perfected. Acknowledging some of the points of connection that nurtured you and will nurture you again. This meditation has come to an end. Having a little wiggle of your fingers or toes, or a stretch, or whatever you wish.